I'd like for those sitting at home to focus in on this number 43. This number 43. You want to know what this number represents? This number represents the number of law enforcement officers that have been killed thus far in 2020. 43 law enforcement officers that have been killed thus far in 2020, over 40% more than in the same period in 2019. 8 categorized as premeditated murder. 2 were a victim of unprovoked attacks. 8 fatal shots were fired at point-blank range, 0 to 5 feet from the officer. 8 shot in the front of the head, 2 from the back of the head, 6 in the neck, 9 in the chest. This is 43 law enforcement officers that have lost their lives in 2020. Where's the NBA? Where is the NBA? Where's the Speaker of the House? That's what I want to know. Where's the Speaker of the House condemning 43 law enforcement officers who have been murdered? Are their names on the back of any jerseys? Or is that just for preening and posturing by the true privilege to play sports for a living? These are real people. David Dorn died June 2nd at 2:30 a.m. in the middle of the street after he was shot in the torso while attempting to protect a friend's pawn shop from suspected looters. Dorn had served 38 years in the St. Louis Police Department before retiring. David Patrick Underwood died from gunshot wounds after he was shot from a vehicle on May 29th in Oakland, California. He was working as a contract security officer for Federal Protective Services. According to authorities, the man charged in the murder of Underwood had specifically traveled to Oakland with the intent to kill police. He thought he could get away with it due to the large protest gatherings. Sergeant Damon Gutzwiller was investigating a suspicious vehicle linked to this case when he, too, was killed after being ambushed with explosive devices and an assault rifle. He had served the Santa Cruz County community since 2006. Shay Michelonis, a Las Vegas Metropolitan Police officer, was seriously injured after being shot in the head while attempting to disperse protesters in June. This week, we've already alluded to it, 2 L.A. County sheriff deputies were sitting in their vehicle when they were ambushed and shot. Ambushed and shot in the streets of Los Angeles. The deputies, a 31-year-old mother and a 24-year-old man, were transported to a local hospital, and while fighting for their lives, a group of protesters arrived at the hospital and shouted, "We hope they die." This is what is happening on the streets of America right now, and it is being fomented by our so-called national leaders. Again, I'd like to say, where is the people's house? Going out for a fundraiser? Having a nice dinner here in Washington, D.C. right now? Getting a steak dinner with somebody? Patting each other on the back? Where are they? You hear the echo of my voice? It's echoing for a reason. This chamber is empty, with the exception of 1 or 2 colleagues. Where's the speaker? It's almost like that book, Where's Waldo? Where's the speaker? Let's walk around Washington, D.C. Let's go try to find the speaker. Because she's sure as heck not here right now on the floor of the House of Representatives leading this body. We're sure as not having any votes right now. We're not having amendments. We're not having any debate. 43 dead law enforcement officers.